Okay, thank you everyone for joining. This is our regular Middle East and adjoining countries regional strategy call. Our agenda today is mainly to discuss input received on the strategic ICANN strategic objectives and strategic focus areas in terms of trends, threats, risks, and opportunities. But before getting into that, I'd like to make a couple of quick announcements. One, the charter document has been finalized. Fahad has just shared with the group the final version based on, you know, the last input we received from the working group. I think one of the key changes in the charter, well, there were actually maybe two key changes that I recall. One is the term of the strategy this time is 5 years instead of 3 or 4, and the other changes that the in the past we used to have the working group open for new members and observers. This time the working group has agreed to have this window of new members / observers to join, to have it right after each ICANN meeting, by way of, you know, making some announcement on the mailing list that, you know, those who would like to join can join. So the document has been finalized and shared with the group, and I'm sure that it will also be posted, if not already posted, on the community wiki space. The other quick announcement I'd like to make, which was already announced on the mailing list, the chair and the vice chair of this working group, and we have them both on the call today, Rafiq Dammaq and Hadia Minyawi. Rafiq is going to be our chair for this term, and Hadia our vice chair. So congratulations to you both, and we look forward to working with you. And with that, I'm gonna hand it over to the chair to chair the call. Rafiq.
Okay, thanks, Behr, and thanks for those who made it for today's call. And also thanks for Hadia for volunteering to be vice chair. So I'm looking forward this for the coming month to work on the strategy. We know about the challenges, so, and we need to keep the momentum and involvement of everyone. And I think it's by alternating the discussion and the work between the calls and the mailing list. So as we think we discussed before, is to we try to use the Google Doc following the format from the ICANN strategy and trying to fill or populate the different part of that document. And I believe we had several comment or input from some members. So I guess we can start by going through each theme or area and see review the comment and see where we have commonalities or differences, and try to kind of maybe summarize those inputs. So the document is the tool for us to try to collect input as much as possible, and from there we can work toward our deliverable. So I guess if we are all in agreement, we can start, and hopefully we can continue later, even in the mailing list and try to involve those who didn't join us today. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the first area is security, and I believe the two first columns, this is, are from this ICANN strategy document. So we had first comment from Zeker, and here it's about the, as you can see, about the trends is in relation to the DNSSEC, and so the challenges and threats of the vulnerability to attack. And basically, his, what he sees as suggestion or action, and also based on what we have already, is to continue the awareness training to get more TLD to sign, and also creating maybe more collaboration and coordination between those who signed and those who didn't do yet. So I believe this is probably something that was done before, and so here I what suggests is to continue the similar effort for the next 5 years.
Rafi, if I may, this is Baher.
Yes.
Yeah, I think in our deliberation as a working group, it may also be helpful to that we provide some like background on what has already been happening in, you know, any particular area. So just for all of us to, you know, learn you know, what we can do differently in the future. And we need to think, you know, how best to do it. We can, I mean, we can populate this sheet with further background info, and I can work with Fahad on that. So for this particular area, the DNSSEC, the challenge has not only been with regard to TLDs not signing their zones, but it has been more with you know, the subdomains below the top level domains, and this is not a challenge only in the Middle East. It's all over the world, and in the Middle East in particular, we've conducted some workshops in the past. They were facilitated and organized by, for example, country codes, where they would invite ISPs, people from the banking sector, government sectors, and so forth, to help raise awareness about DNSSEC, and also train some of their technical teams on how to deploy DNSSEC. And yet the results are not very positive, at least so far. But this is one area where if we want to make real progress, we should also see more engagement and, you know, contribution from local community leads on this. And I can't think of anyone better than the CCTLDs to take lead in this area. So, because we can all, I mean, the easiest thing we can do is to say, okay, we'll continue with our capacity building, et cetera, and we do the same thing again and again, but we're probably going to reach the same results. Whereas if we can think collectively as a community plus org on how we can do things differently, then, you know, the chances of reaching different results would be more likely. So this is just, but in general, adding some background info on what has been happening, I think if you agree, we can start thinking about how we could, you know, integrate this into the same sheet.
Okay, thanks, Ben. So I need a comment. And I see that Hadia is in the queue, so let me maybe respond quickly here. So I guess we'll try now to go through those comments and just try to discuss them. In terms of, summarizing or maybe trying to put additional kind of information or any further comment that maybe can help for our background, I guess we can just add at the end another row. And as you describe it for this case, it can be good just to remind about what was done before and kind of maybe lesson learned or retrospective. And for this specific case, I guess maybe hearing from you about the issue, I guess maybe it can be two phases. As one, it's kind of really an assessment about what was done before, the challenges and so on. And then phase two is really to kind of think about a different approach or at least something with several improvement. I don't see that we need to, that we should like spend long time in the assessment part, but probably it's a good just to not redo the same what was done if it was not effective in first place. So I guess we can start with that and maybe some analysis, but probably we should write it for now and we can circle back later on. Okay, sorry for speaking for too long. Hadia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. So I raised my hand for two things. First, to I thank Beha for his comment. So actually, what you said is actually what we need here. Is and I think this goes under current programs, initiatives, and processes, but that wouldn't come from us, but it would come from ICANN. So because maybe we as a community, we do not really have a list of each and everything, each and every activity that has been conducted in this regard. So maybe just next to the current programs, initiatives, and processes, we would have the same title, but with ICANN people actually making a list of all the activities and effort that has been done in this regard. And some of it could continue, and then we need to decide what additional efforts needs to be added to this. But in order to see what additionally we need to do, we need to have a list of what we currently have. Basically, the first and the second comments, they both address the issue of DNSSEC, its adoption and implementation. I see .eg here in the first comment. As a, I know that .eg has already contacted IANA, and by next month they should be ready. But as you said, Bahar, it's not only about the TLDs, the adoption, but it's about the whole chain and the whole process. So, another thing also, I think we, with regard to security, would be, and this is maybe I put it briefly in a comment just now, and it's using the DNS for objectives unrelated to its initial function, like enforcing property rights by redirecting access to websites selling counterfeit goods, or local redirection, alternate routes. So we need to acknowledge that the DNS design and operation is not merely technical, and that the DNS policies have implications for internet stability, freedom of speech and security, There are also privacy concerns, the need for secure protocols. And now we can see trends like for recursive like DNS over HTTPS or DNS over TLS, which provide encryption. So maybe this is also something we need to start thinking about. And that would be my comment with regard to the security part.
Okay, thanks, Hadia. So about your suggestion, so I guess maybe the confusion was that with that colon F, seems that maybe people thought they can fill it with or populating it with their understanding. But I think adding another one that Fahad and Baher, if they can populate and give us more background, I guess it will be really helpful for us in terms of analysis and assessment. So I'm asking here Baher and Fahad if they think it's doable and if they can go through the different the area and the comments and add anything they believe necessary regarding the existing program or initiative. Okay. Yeah. So doable. So I think this is an action item for you guys. Sorry for that. Okay. So. Okay, so I'm guessing we can continue at maybe going through all the comments, try just maybe to highlight as we probably done for the two first rows to see maybe kind of main highlights, and that will help us later on for some summarizing. But just to maybe, sorry, to give here fair
Did we lose Rafi?
Yeah, it seems so. Yeah, so he's not in the room.
Okay. So let's see.
Yeah, so he just joined back.
Hello, right. Sorry.
Yes, Rafi.
A technical issue. So I'm, I'm not sure when. I lost the connection, but I was just suggesting that we can, if we just go quickly through the comment from Marwan, since he went into details, and see if anything else we can add to what proposed at first regarding DNSSEC. So, so I think in terms of challenge here, he's talking about the DDoS attack and building an awareness, hands-on expertise on these fields, limited in the region. So he's suggesting coordinating technical as well risk management workshop, case study, implementation manual, practical guidelines. I guess this is like all the best practices, PSP. Okay. Can we scroll down, please? Okay. Oh, let's scroll up. Okay, so, and then proposes technical workshop, case studies, white paper, seminars, and so on. Okay, I guess it's, still maybe similar to what proposed before here, but it's, again, it's more like toward awareness, capacity building, and so on. So, as we discussed previously, it's here we need to check the different initiative of similar fashion that were done here. I mean, done in that area, and again assessing if it had any interesting or effective outcomes. So maybe asking here Fahd or Ben if they get, if they can give some thoughts here for us.
Fahd, do you want to go?
So I'm actually assembling my thoughts. I really don't have anything to share at this point. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm trying to scroll up a little bit. Fahd, can you help me with that? Okay. Okay, again, with regard to technical workshops and capacity building in general, what we can do as part of the action item that we have just agreed to is to list all the technical engagement that ICANN.org has been doing in the region in that regard, so everyone is clear on what has already been taking place in terms of activities. And then from there, we can see, of course, I mean, many of those programs, we will continue to do them. But perhaps if there are suggestions for more or different kind of activities, would be helpful also to get that. This is regarding the capacity building building part. Now, I see one suggestion here. I think it was by, yeah, it was by Rafiq regarding possibility of conducting an independent study in areas related to threats, DNS threats in the region. again, this is something we can think about, but I would also point the group to some reports that, you know, are published on a regular basis by many, not by ICANN.org, but by third-party organizations, maybe SSAC also sometimes they contribute to that as well. So recently the you know, sea turtle incident was one of those incidents mainly targeting the Middle East region, and there were many reports about it in the media. Now I understand that what probably Rafi means by study is something different. So this could be something to look at. I have no other comments to add right now.
Okay. Thanks, Behar. So I guess now, but based on the first comment we went through, and what we discussed already, we need to identify all what was done before. And for example, what you talked about the case studies and case studies or research and so on. Maybe we can start with listing the existing reference material and so on. But those we can use them to do some gap analysis to see what is missing, because I think from what I proposed here in the beginning is really try to get more specific studies to our region to identify more threats related to the region. I think there are a lot of existing cybersecurity work, but at the global level, It's more like here is if we need to think about if there is more some risk are higher in our region or not, or what are the trends and so on. So just here some idea for brainstorming. So it doesn't mean that's what we should end up with, but kind of we do that analysis and maybe how they call it, the SWOT approach. So we can identify what is their opportunities and so on. And before related to the workshops and so on, I guess probably we can identify the other actors in the region. I think like Minog and so on, that they are working on maybe more broader networking issues, but there is an overlap what it's done by ICANN. So my thinking here is really is the risk is if we just take the kind of the all the area, we can end up with the broader objective or something more generic. What we need to do, we can start from there and try to go more down and try to be more specific to the needs of our region. And so we can start by identifying what was done, what were the kind of shortcomings, or why there are some things were not effective, or they were, and maybe getting input from others if we need to work on anything missing. So at this stage, I'm not concerned. I think this is just the first iteration to get input, and we can work, continue to work on that. So,
Rafiq, if I may.
Yes, Fahd, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So this is Fahd, and it's quite funny actually. So I'm actually administering this call, and I don't have an option to actually raise my hand. And actually, it seems that I had misunderstood your initial question, and that is why I suggested that I didn't have an input to provide, but some really quick reflections on what you had spoke earlier, and on what was shared earlier regarding workshops. So there are really a couple of aspects to it. Now, in terms of studies, it's quite funny, actually. I was just sitting a while ago with our CTO, David Conrad, and actually I was telling him how fascinated I was with the recent studies that they had conducted and published on the Okta website. So there are three documents currently there, Okta 001, 002, and 003. And apparently Okta are working on more similar documents. So they do a lot of research, but they haven't documented that research in order for the community to know and benefit from those research items that they're working on. They're actually reflecting it in documents and sharing it publicly. So we will be seeing more of such research in the future. Of course, Okta research doesn't point at geographies or at governments. When it comes to cybersecurity, it just gives you a fact assessment on how a technology works or how an attack was conducted and so on and so forth. Of course, there are many other resources that you can find online if you want to go deeper. Of course, I'm not trying to direct anything, any of these discussions into a certain direction. I'm actually just sharing some of these perspectives. I mean, I'm sharing this perspective here to tell you that ICANN's CTO or Office of the CTO are actually working on some research documents. Now, in terms of workshops, so we have several kinds. So we have these shorter formats, which we call seminars, which usually span somewhere between 2 to 4 hours to talk about maybe a new cybersecurity attack related to the DNS, or maybe talk about a new technology. We've actually tested it. We did a roadshow in the region where we visited three countries, Egypt, Jordan, and Turkey. And we did similar seminars on some of the recent DNS attacks. Of course, we have the classical abuse and misuse workshop, which is a one-day workshop. And then, of course, we have the usual DNSSEC workshop, which spans somewhere between 2 to 5 days. Now when it comes to technical engagement at ICANN, my colleague Adil Akploglan actually leads on capacity development programs. And actually, they are looking into these different courses. that are provided and kind of exploring ways to actually better deliver them. My colleagues are also looking into attending NOGs. So yes, attending NOGs, I mean, networking with industry players, and of course, at the same time, sharing updates on our work at ICANN, something they're heavily pushing for. So for MINOG, which will be happening in Bahrain later next year in March, we have a colleague who will be flying in literally just to attend MINOG, give a talk there, and actually network with the community. In terms of doing a gap assessment, and this is really my very humble experience in the region. So lately, there's been a huge demand for technical workshops, and I would like to focus mostly on DNSSEC and abuse and misuse. So this is what the community usually asks us for. And actually, specifically, the community asks us for DNSSEC. We usually deliver a three-day workshop, and then we suggest another one day to cover abuse and misuse. So if we are to do some kind of a gap assessment, I think the community could come out with all kinds of different workshops. But at the end of the day, I mean, we need to keep it limited within the DNS ecosystem. And that's where it's mostly DNSSEC. We do communicate and engage with participants after this workshop, seek their feedback, trying to understand what they would like to see different. So yeah, I mean, I think most of what we have received lately is some kind of a more advanced workshop on DNSSEC, where they can learn maybe something of a higher level when it comes to DNSSEC. Just some really quick reflections on the ground experience, I mean, in delivering these different workshops regionally. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Fred. I think maybe just for clarification, when we start discussing, I don't think anyone suggested that we talk about security beyond the DNS. I mean, in fact, we talked about DNSSEC and so on. I don't think we have this idea that we will cover all the cyber security in the broad sense. But I think what, for example, like the study I meant is really when we do, it's nice that Okto start doing. I didn't check their deliverable yet. So I, personally, I cannot assess if they are good or they are matching the needs from the broader community. They can be a good starter, but we need to think if we need probably better understanding about any threats related to the DNS in the region, something more specific. And I believe Bahar already mentioned one case. So I guess we will think if having, I mean, we can discuss later on if having some studies. I know about the limitation of the budget and the possible funding we can get. But at the end here, we can start about thinking about ideas, and later we can think about what is possible to be covered realistically, and we can then do some prioritization. I don't want that we kind of constrain ourselves now, because maybe we'll just end up with something similar to what was done before, and I don't believe that's what we are trying to achieve. Okay, so I'm really looking forward to hear from those who joined us if they have any suggestion or comment. So to participate in the discussion. Personally, I don't want to have a monologue, and I'm looking forward to hear from all because this is a teamwork at the end. Okay, so we have 20 minutes left in the call, and I think we didn't cover already all the comments. I think the last one was from Hadia, and then if not mistaken, he's talking here more about the privacy concerns in the DNS, like DNS over TLS, over HTTPS, and so on. But since she's in the call, maybe she can give us more details about her comments here and what she's suggesting.
So yes, thank you, Rafika. So maybe I tried to say this before, but yeah, mainly the trends, for example, that I would be talking about are trends looking for encryption and a more secure options, and that's why you have DNS over HTTPS coming in, and DNS over TLS, and you have Microsoft announcing that it will have. It will incorporate DNS over HTTPS, but also, you know, we need to acknowledge, you know, that DNS is not merely about the technicalities, but also the policies have implications on the internet stability, freedom of expression, security. And as I mentioned, you know, one of the challenges, for example, would be, you know, the usage of DNS for objectives unrelated to its initial functions. You have alternate routes, local redirection, enforcing redirection of websites, and all this is not really technical, but it does affect the security and stability, and is initially stable now, and hopefully it will continue to be stable because of the international agreements and consensus. So this is, so basically, yeah, this is what I wanted to say about this part.
Okay, thanks, Hadia. Okay. So I guess now we covered this. We have the action item to get more details about the existing initiative and so on. But I guess one activity we can do, probably I can work here with Behr and Fahd, is to try to maybe kind of consolidate based on the comment and what we discussed. Hopefully we will have some minutes. And try to create new row, then to help us probably to work around that, and we start to kind of refine and go through several iterations. So I understand about some of the concern and challenge and how what we will end up in term of strategy proposal, but. At this stage, I think we are just doing really kind of brainstorming, trying to collect some input. We might think later how we can get more input, even from those outside the working group. But let's start for now and see how things will go. Saying that, I guess we can move to the next sheet if there is no objection. And the next one is about ICANN governance and improvement of the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance. Okay, so the first comment from Marwan. Okay, I guess here maybe there is some misunderstanding about what this about, because this seems like more about the multi-stakeholder model in general and how it's perceived in the region, or maybe misunderstanding the comment itself. So if other have any comment or clarification about it. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not sure if it's really within what the area is aiming for. Okay, maybe we can check the next comment and we can circle back later to that one. Okay, so we have a comment from Shukri, and here is success. I acquired the ability to alternate between governance model, cause some cases technical issue, some region, the application of the multi-stakeholder is a waste of time. That's quite a strong statement here. I guess here it's more about suggesting some flexibility or having more different models that can be used on a case by case, but I'm not sure how that can be done in concrete way and how it can be really matching a regional strategy from our side. So again, if anyone want to intervene, and I see Bahar is in the queue. Bahar, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafi. Just to note that, speaking of the evolution of the ICANN multi-stakeholder model, we also need to think as a region, we need to think about our region, challenges in our region, opportunities in our region, and so forth. I mean, there are things that can and should be addressed at ICANN at the global level, but I think in the context of this exercise, which is the development of a regional strategy, we need also to focus on the region, and in doing so, we need to consider processes and forums that have been tested in the region. Maybe we need to see whether they were successful, whether they worked well, didn't work.
Okay, so I thought I was the only one who lost Bear, but it seems also the case of others. Bear, can you speak again? Or?
Hello?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I've been having issues with audio here. So just very quickly, because probably I'm going to drop again, Middle East space is one example of a multi-stakeholder fora or setup that our community has been exercising or testing. So perhaps we need to assess that or to see how we can build on it. Readout sessions is another example. Okay, because again, this involves, and it is by design open for all stakeholders to participate in and contribute to. DNS forums, the school and internet governance. So all these are examples of regional activities, regional multi-stakeholder activities that the community in the Middle East have been participating in. So I just wanted to make this comment because I felt from most of the comments I've seen here is that they're very much focused on ICANN at the global level and the multi-stakeholder process of ICANN in terms of policy development, etc., which is important, but we need not to forget also about our regional processes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Hubert. So, because the strategic area about that the evolution of multi-stakeholder model in ICANN and effectiveness, that's the kind of the discussion or process that starts since Barcelona meeting and talk about the effectiveness and all the issues like representation, workload, prioritization, and so on. So it's all about how the community, ICANN org, the board are doing the work. So I can get the point that, yes, we can make the comment about that, because at the end, how ICANN or the community will function and how the process will be improved or changed will impact us as a region to some extent. And I can see that, yes, we can try at our level to see how we can evolve. So you described that we have this working group or other spaces, and what we need on our side to respond to the same challenges. So I can see the two sides here. So probably something we can work on, because how the whole ICANN function will impact us, and also how we as a group, as a regional community, need to work, and we need to set a strategy on that front. Okay. So this is what I understood from your comment, Behar. I put some comment on myself, and my perspective here is really that first to kind of summarize what is it was discussed already in the last ICANN meetings about this, and I guess the challenges is how we need to improve the process while keeping representation and diversity. So from the regional, how I see what we need from regional perspective or standpoint is we need to build more awareness about the current effort and getting familiar with also current initiative of processes like ATRT. So we need to really to understand and be familiar to them if to be ready to any changes that will happen, and to understand how the process works. Also, adopting the same approaches for our regional work strategy. Example, like how to prioritize, identify issues, work, or how to add more volunteers. I think this is a challenge we know for some time now. And using this as opportunity to get more volunteers from the community, understanding the challenges and bringing skills or building them. So we as a group, a regional group, we should identify the skills that will be required and need to be filled. And probably we need to tailor any capacity program or outreach around that. So I see really the whole discussion probably as an opportunity for us and to say how we can evolve it more to be on board, and how we can improve ourselves, and also to be ready for the changes that they are coming. The last is to work more closely with the SOIC, HCC, and liaise with them as they are the channel for the work or processes in many front, and try to identify those from our region who are involved in those different groups. So this is kind of some of the idea I have in mind. Okay. So any comment, question?
Rafi, this is Behar again.
Yes, please go ahead.
And I got dropped off. So just a question. So in the comments here, I see Hadia. I'm not sure which column is this, column F, MSM work plan. Can someone clarify what this means, MSM work plan?
Okay, thank you. I basically raised my hand for that. I was talking about having equal stakeholders and looking from what Beher said, having equal stakeholders even from the region, right? So having people from different walks of life, from representing all stakeholders from the region, contributing to the work of the regions, whether activities, workshops, policy development, that kind of stuff. So we need a diverse pool of stakeholders' involvement. And maybe I was just, you know, now trying to add to this multi-stakeholder model work plan. And my thought about this column was talking about existing issues that actually or existing activities that address the issue in total. And some of the one of the existing efforts now, as we all know, is the multi-stakeholder model work plan. However, if we are trying to be more specific, then we need to engage a diverse pool of stakeholders from the region. We do have now, as Rafiq mentioned, as you mentioned, Beher, some existing forums for that, like the DNS forum, the Middle East SIG, and that kind of stuff. And maybe also we can try to think of other not necessary forums, but maybe groups or initiatives through which we could have a diverse pool of stakeholders involved from the region.
Thanks, Nadia. Fahd or Ben, do you have the ability to mute if there is such some problem? Okay, thanks. Okay. So, Ben, does this respond to your question, or?
Frankly, I'm still not clear, but I'm also conscious of time. So I was going to ask Hadia maybe to send more or to elaborate more on this, on the mailing list. Okay. I'm not clear what the work plan is, but again, we have like 2 minutes, and we need to.
We should draw it up, I think. So I guess here in terms of action, so we try to cover two area, but I think we have probably more question than answer. I can see as homework is we need to continue to have more comments, probably also to ask everyone to refine some of their comments or to add more details. And this is a nice graphic. and I guess we can have homework on our side. So Beher and Fahd will try to populate, as we agreed, for the current activities, initiative, and so on. And I can work with them probably in trying to start to summarize what was discussed in the comment, and hopefully to add that by the next call, if possible. But we will continue to go through the other area and ask in the mailing list for everyone to comment or to add their feedback. So we really need everyone to participate here as a group, since we are trying to build a regional strategy. So we'll keep pushing and try to involve every member in this process. Okay, any comment, suggestion, question before we adjourn this call? Okay, okay, seeing none.
Just one quick comment.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of, you know, to complement what you just said about the comments. For those who are new to this regional strategy, you know, working group, don't be afraid from, you know, providing your input, even if you're not able to, you know, provide input to this sheet. Perhaps you have questions, you have comments, you have suggestions. So please chime in, put those comments either on the document directly or on the mailing list, because we also need to hear from you. I mean, one of the good things about this working group is that it has about 50% of the members are kind of newcomers or, you know, first time participants to this working group, and it's very important to hear.
Okay, and do we lost Behr again? So we already reached the top of the hour, and personally, I have another call to join just in the next minute. But Hanan, I see you are in the queue, so please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Just like what Bahir said, I'm really very new to such a process to develop a strategic plan for ICANN. What I did, I tried to read as much as I can about the previous strategic plan of ICANN or the Middle East our group, but I could not get anything. I'll be pleased if anyone or all of you, if you can guide me for any documents or anything to read, so I can be more effective with this group. Thank you very much.
Hey, okay, thanks, Hanan. I guess probably getting familiar with the previous strategy and the implementation to see the kind of work that was done, and also getting familiar with the next ICANN strategy, just to see the kind of what we are expected to deliver, or maybe the scope of the work we are supposed to do. I think that can be a good start. But at the end is we should leverage the mailing list, so everyone should feel free to ask any question or make comment, and we can follow up there. So we have to use both the conference call and the mailing list to make progress. In addition to use the Google Doc to also to put comments, questions. So there is no expectation that people put something, finalize it, but it's just to participate. And this process will go through several iterations, I guess. So we don't have something yet now, but we are just starting in terms of collecting input, question, and we will go through iteration and try to refine every time, and we can go back and forth in different area and try to rework or make any adjustments. So there is no worry. Okay. Okay, saying that, and I guess we lost Behr for a while. Thanks again for your comment and for attending this call. Let's follow up in the mailing list, and we'll try to do so by email. And see you next week. Thank you all.